Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He played with Frank Zappa, discovered by Frank Zappa. He's one of the most successful songwriters of all time. I love their music. And, of course, he is a 9/11 truther and very eloquent. I had a chance to meet him. I was like, yeah, great. One of the top guys from Duran Duran's coming to play. How nice of him to fly out from L.A. to do it. But then I got a chance to talk to him, and I was just stunned by how informed and intelligent, I guess I shouldn't have been. He's one of the very successful people out there, one of the top songwriters, and, of course, musician in his own right, and Duran Duran and other bands. He's going to be joining us, Warren Cucurillo, coming up in the next segment. We're very honored to have him coming on with us. In the meantime, France is saying they're getting ready for war. Israel is saying that they're getting ready for war. Banking shares have fallen across Europe, have been falling across Europe as savers continue to withdraw money from the troubled British bank, Northern Rock. It's now spread to some other banks. That's just huge news. Greenspan is blaming Bush for everything now. And here's the big news of the day I haven't even gotten to yet in the financial news, and I'll do that after our guest leaves us later in the hour. Greenspan, euro gains as reserve choice. That is high treason. They know, Greenspan knows, it's all about a word. The way he phrases something can rock markets, send them straight down, or send them bullishly straight up. He's now sending out nothing but bear signals saying the European stocks are going to go down further. Meanwhile, you have record put options against them. Very suspicious. And he's saying the euro is going to gain as the world reserve choice and says it may replace the U.S. dollar. The dollar already devalued by over 50% against the pound, but we haven't felt the full effects of true inflation here. If we feel those true effects and if the dollar goes down another 10-15%, it will be devastating. Again, this news is all off the charts. And we have Israel, the U.S., England, France, all saying get ready for war with Iran. Now Israel admits that they bombed Syria. That was not fuel oil tanks, the refueling tank they were dropping, 30 miles inside their airspace. We are seeing one thing, and that is escalation on every single front right now. We need to have continual reporting, and we are at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on this front, but I need the Watsons to listen to my analysis of the last hour, add their own intelligent view of things. Steve Watson, of course, has a PhD in political science. He's really good at research. So is Paul. But we need to really get into the economics right now and paint the picture here that they're painting, show the picture they're painting with them openly talking about a war. Just the whole world is teetering right now. The financial system, the military system, it's all intertwined. Every major analyst we've looked at, even neocons, admit if there's an attack on Iran, it will cause oil to go conservatively to $160 a barrel. That was Paul Volcker, former Fed chief, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Other analysts are saying the same thing. They're talking about the possibility of $300 a barrel for oil. If that happens, that is the equivalent of the thermonuclear economic option. If Iran fights back in any way, those running our country, it's not our government, have said they will nuke Iran. If Iran fights back in any way, it's going to be called terrorism. They're talking about between a 2-week and 3-month bombardment with as many as 10,000 Saudis. That's each aircraft flying as many as 5 missions a day, bombing their entire infrastructure, roads, water treatment, power, colleges, knocking them back to the Stone Age. As they like to say it. This is about knocking down a first-world country to a third-world status, and Ahmadinejad better blink, better back off. But then they're going to attack regardless. When they had a moderate in there 4 years ago, they demonized him and got him kicked out. That is, our government did. And Ahmadinejad is very, very suspicious, ladies and gentlemen. Warren Cucurillo on the other side, an absolutely amazing individual, and a powerful voice for 9/11 truth. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He is the writer of not one of my favorite songs, but a whole bunch of songs that are in my top ten. Like Come Undone, he was discovered by Frank Zappa, who only let the creme de la creme into his van. And then, of course, he joined Duran Duran. And if I tried to go over his whole bio, we would be here all day and you wouldn't get a chance to hear from him. But he's Warren Cucurillo. And I had been arrested Saturday, Sunday, had the Endgame premiere. I was exhausted. It was Monday night, Loose Change premiere, and I'm just going there and collapsed in this room, and there's this fellow, because I've seen pictures of him, I didn't recognize him with a hat on. He was just jumping around about 9/11 and saying all these really interesting things and making all these great points, and I was like, man, who is this guy? I got to start taking notes, and because that's what I do. I mean, I just, you know, basically co-opt everything I think is interesting and, you know, good points. And I said, and then I went, oh my gosh, it's the guy from Duran Duran. Hey, I'm a big fan. Then I went out and saw him play. He flew his whole band out there for the first responders, free of charge, the plane tickets, everything. He played some great songs. And the sacrifice, I mean, standing up publicly for 9/11 truth, getting involved, getting in people's face, taking action. These are my heroes. People like Charlie Sheen, who was the first big star to go public. and Christina Ebersole, and so many others. But he is the biggest guy from rock and roll land to go public. We've had Muse, of course, speak out. They were just here in Austin last night. But the New World Order's in trouble. I'm told they had the ACL Fest. I didn't go to it. And that there were literally Infowars.com and Ron Paul stickers everywhere, and that the New World Order is in deep trouble. So, Warren Cucurillo, I thank you for taking the invitation to come on, my friend.
Alex, I'm absolutely honored, man. This is the work that needs to be done. This is the stuff that's going to make America great again. This is it.
Well, it's...
What I hit you with the other night was, if you're not seeing the Nazis that are taking over this country, you might as well be not seeing right along with them.
Absolutely.
You know, how does Prescott Bush become a senator after getting busted by J. Edgar Hoover for sponsoring Hitler? I don't understand how these things happen. That's why we need to go back in history to understand what's going on right now.
You're right. Well, just out of the gates, in your speech and then in our private discussion, you went through the analogy of the Catholic priest, the supposed most trusted group. Can you walk through that?
Well, yeah, I have a big problem with people not being able to accept that their government, which has got all of these top secret clearance things that are hidden from us, can do something wrong when we can accept the secrets and authority problem we had with the Catholic priests, because those are people that, if we didn't investigate it, you would think that that could never happen from someone like that, because they have the trust of us, you know? What about with child abuse? How many times is it the parent or the uncle, right? And we find out. Same thing with when kids go missing. One day the mother's on Oprah. The following Tuesday, she's in prison because she was the doer. So, and Alex, I go one step further. Me and you, we were both burnt out in New York. I came home. I flew home sick. That evening, I got attacked by my fiancé of 5 years. This is not a joke. I got attacked on September 11th by my fiancé. Inside job, okay? I woke up the next day with a black eye, and I told her she had to move out. And I love her with all my heart. And so this has all been going on in the last few days.
Wow.
But you see, there's people close to you. They can really do awful things.
Well, that's why police first look at inside job, because about half the time, and I even took some criminology classes when I was in college, that's 101. About half the time, on average, it varies depending on the type of crime, it's an inside job. And then you add the point of secrecy plus authority. You add those together, you get Caligula marrying his horse. I mean, you get corruption every time.
That is it, and we don't learn our lessons. I mean, past presidents over the last 100 years have warned us about the same things. Nobody was listening. Nobody paid attention. We pay tax, but we don't pay attention. And guys like you, Alex, you know, the watchdogs and the whistleblowers, Kay Griggs, Bell Edmonds, these people are the ones who should be on the major media networks telling what is going on. Not being gagged, not being threatened by secret, military factions, you know, that are doing, and it's just crazy, man. If there is something that is so terrible going on in this world that our government feels that they need to blow up our own citizens in the World Trade Center to protect us from something even more evil, well then tell us what it is!
I was on an airplane back to Austin, and there was an airline pilot flying back to Austin sitting next to me. I talked to him for 4 hours. And he was reading a history book about the Greeks and the invasion by the folks, who are in Iran today, the Persians. And he just said, we've got to become the devil to fight them. We've got to do these evil things. We've got to... I mean, he's really sold on the end justifies the means. But the truth is, the people running our country could care less about this nation. They're only launching these wars for their own power.
Yeah, it's not about America. I've been woken up to that, and it's pretty shocking. It's a very hard thing to swallow.
What woke you up to 9/11?
After the 7/7 bombings in London, a Brazilian kid got shot on the subway, you know, like a taken out like a Mossad hit, you know, 8 shots to the head. Well, I lived in London for many years when I was in Duran Duran, and I also have a house in Rio and a stepson. So he used to come visit me a lot, my Brazilian boy, right? So... of course, I was interested in the Menzies case, and I started reading about it. And clicking around, I found an article, I think it was by one of your guys from the UK, Watson.
Yeah, prisonplanet.com.
Talking about the drills that were going on. So I clicked on it, and it was a video, and I saw a guy from Visor Security sitting there talking about drills that were going on. This is on the day. This was on 7/7. He was talking to Channel 5 and Channel 4 in the UK. He says that there was drills going on based on the exact same circumstance in the exact same stations and buses at the exact same time. So I just say, MI6, MI5, and that was that. Didn't think about 9/11, you know? The problem with 9/11, Alex, to me, it's like a three-phase process. Number one, it's a blockage. It's a serious pain. We were shocked and awed. You say 9/11 to somebody, they don't even want to hear about it because they feel like, you know, the country's safer now. We're being protected, you know, and it's just that kind of, you know, they're in this little cocoon of false security. Then the second step is the Santa Claus syndrome, you know, where your trust is broken. You know, the first time you find out there's no tooth fairy or Santa Claus, the person who told you that that person did exist was the one that you loved the most and supposedly loves you the most, your father or mother. You know, so you learn how to swallow when you find out about Santa Claus syndrome. That's when you learn how to swallow, okay? Then after that, you have to be able to admit being made a total ass of. That's why people like Bill Maher and John Stewart, itsy bitsy teeny weeny little Johnny Stewart, really piss me off. Because they like to make jokes. They even dissed 9/11 truth, which is the core issue of saving the world.
If we don't expose it, there's going to be more attacks. We're in a race to expose murderers, but also to stop more attacks.
Yeah, of course. Well, look how great, what a great job those people up in Portland did, you know, when they find out about those drills that are going on. I mean, when I found out about the drills, Alex, I made a call to CNN, to Jack Cassidy, and to Lou Dobbs, because those are the only two guys I would think I'd even pay attention. But I'm saying, and I did leave a message, but I never got through to the producer that I needed to speak to. It's like, I want to know, as a Venice, California resident, when there's going to be drills in my neighborhood so I can book my holidays accordingly.
Absolutely. In fact, for those that don't know, there were also drills on 9/11, the flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon, among other targets, the exact same time it was really happening. They do these drills to cover up the op in case good elements of the government find out what the other bad compartmentalized groups are doing. That's why these drills are so important.
Yeah. But now that we know the method, you know, people are pointing fingers. We're all like the kids at the party who know that the magician is doing something with his left hand, and we're pointing, and the other kids are still, you know, hypnotized.
We've seen the trick, and we've seen the trick 100 times, and we're just trying to tell the general public that hasn't seen the scam yet that, hey, it's the assistant.
Yeah, man. Well, people like you and Bill Cooper and Myron Fagan, man, you know, it goes on and on, and it goes back a few decades. Talking about this, I think, you know, we're living in the alternate universe because David Icke and Joe McCarthy were actually right on.
Well, Joe was right, but see, once he found out that communism was a front, and once he discovered that it had been created by our military, which the media laughs at, and controlled by our government, now declassified, that they put now everybody in, that's when they went after him. When he was just persecuting some little leftists who were just front people, it was okay, and setting up a police state. But when he found out the bigger picture, bye-bye, Joe.
Yeah, well, that's the media can bury you. Boy, they spun it in just a way that it just made him look like a complete fool. And I was only 1 year old, so what do I know?
Now, so you started waking up to 9/11.
That was in around May, believe it or not, this year. Because I did have that. I don't mind being made a fool of. Santa Claus syndrome, well, I can handle it. It was the first step was the big one for me. The pain, the emotional, physical, spiritual pain of 9/11 to me, my hometown. It was 3 weeks after I moved back from London. I was out of Duran Duran at that point for the first time in my life, like 45-year-old man, free as a bird, but not knowing what he's doing, where he's going. I had a personal 9/11 in my life, so to speak. And then 3 weeks later, we had the big one. Living in London all those years, I mean, I was dealing with terror attacks, you know, with the IRA. Now I look at it and go, how much of it was engineered?
Oh, we've interviewed the commandos, and they said that at the higher levels of IRA, there was nothing but British intelligence.
Yeah, totally. See, that makes sense. I mean, once you wake up, it becomes so easy to read the fake news, You know, you could read around the fake news, and then you just go to the net and find out what the real journalists are talking about.
People Warren Cuccarello is our guest. It was with Frank Zappa, of course, the core member in Duran Duran, many other top songs. He's our guest. We're honored to have him. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Yeah.
Aaron Cucurillo wrote that one. Along with many other number one super hits.
I swear I've heard before.
And now he stands up strong for 9/11 truth and brought his band, everything, to New York City just to play three songs for 9/11 truth and the first responders. And I'm told that quite a bit of money did get raised for the firemen and police and other emergency responders. And while I was there, more and more firemen and emergency workers and EMTs went public with the 22nd countdown that they witnessed to blow up Building 7. And they can kill people like myself, they can demonize us, but they're not going to be able to stop us all, thanks to the courage of people like Warren. And bottom line, at least in the history books, and in the public of in the court of public opinion, the New World Order is getting the blame for the attacks they carried out. The majority of Americans in major polls now know the truth. Warren, that is exciting. I mean, does that make you burn with excitement and just righteous satisfaction to know that these murderers, these arrogant bastards, are now beginning to be exposed?
They're on the run. They definitely know they're on the run. They know what's going on. Come on, you can't be as vocal as you are, Alex, and you can't see people wearing those Investigate 9/11 shirts. We are the ones in the know. And so the perpetrators, come on, who are they going to fear the most? So they know the jig is up. Like I said before with the drills, when we're pointing to drills in different cities, we say we know your methods. We know who's doing it. It's not Alibaba and the 40 boogeymen, you know?
I'm stealing that. Alibaba and the 40 boogeyman.
Well,
where do you come up with these?
Children, Alex.
You know, I mean, what? Are
we going to be known? Is this civilization, this present-day civilization, going to be known as the one with the shortest attention span, rabid consumers, men on penis pills, and women shooting plastic and botulism into their faces? No, I think we're going to go down, thanks to people like you and Dylan Avery and Webster Tarpley, as the most informed civilization. And we'll get out of this rabid consumerism and this sticking our heads up our own poop chutes constantly. It's not about individual gain. It's not about success. It's about when you see something like this going on, it's about getting together. We do need a new 9/11, Alex, a new 9/11 investigation.
What did you think when you saw senators and former senators and Republican Party chairmen of major states and top Republican Party writers in syndicated columns saying 9/11 was good, we need more of them? I wanted to just wring necks.
Well, that's what I mean, the Stu Baikowski thing. I said, yeah, we need a new 9/11 investigation. That's the only word that was missing.
Why are they so arrogant, Warren, to think they can just openly flaunt?
Because they enjoy participating in a racist war. They like having somebody to point the finger at. There's the bad guy. I call it Alibaba and the 40 boogeymen. You know, they want to point at somebody. They've got it, you know.
Meanwhile,
it's too painful. No one would ever do that to their own people. There's the bad guys there. We know. We've got the proof. Look what this and this here. Fake evidence. God, there's so many individual little Columbos out there doing all the research. They were doing it back in 01, right after it happened, people like Terry Mison and, you know, all these people doing tons of investigating. This has never happened before in history, Alex. It's the first time this has ever happened.
Well, I agree with something you just said. It made me really realize something that had been hidden in plain view all along. We did become decadent. We did become dumbed down and maniac, mindless, petty consumers. And then it got so over the top, the establishment thought they could pull something this big that makes the Kennedy assassination look tame and how obvious it was. And now it's triggering a reawakening to a point we've never seen. I mean, this is explosive.
Yes, that's we're breaking through that whole mirage, and we're just shattering it. So we will go down in history if there are history books, Alex, because these guys have enough power to blow up Earth to the 10th power. So once you put your technology in that direction, you can become quote unquote God, and let's make a new star, right? But there'll be no history books. But before, you said something about burning.
Stay there. We got to cover it.
That are in the schools today are the ones that we should be burning in 5 years when we bring down the New World Order.
Exactly. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, he needs to become a regular if he'll grace us with that much time. Made for radio, Warren Cucurillo. If you go to MySpace, MySpace/Warren Cucurillo, you can check out his MySpace page. I'm going to get a link to that up on Infowars.com right now. Cucurillo spelled C-U-C-C-U-R-U-L-L-O. And again, we are honored to have the famous guitarist and songwriter on with us right now. You ought to hear the discussions during the breaks, folks. We were talking about Aaron Russo's passing over to the other side, about Luke Radowski. You were saying his face someday ought to be on the money. Talk about what those individuals, both living and gone, mean to you, Warren.
Well, you know, since my heart is in New York, I'm a Brooklyn guy. I went to We Are Change's site a bit a while ago, a few months ago, and I saw one of the guys was from Canarsie, where I come from. So I actually called him and told him that I'd been contributing to them. You know, I've been giving them 100 here, 100 there, buy videotapes, you know. They inspired me so much. I saw a videotape of Luke Rutkowski confronting some CFR scum and then being chased by CIA down the street, still filming, got on the train, took off his shirt and had a Fuck the Federal Reserve shirt on. I couldn't believe this kid. I was crying and applauding this kid. And he's like 21 years old. So...
Well, he's been doing it since he was 16, and the cops beat him up, and he saw my film, Martial Law, so to, and to see him you know, take that advice I gave to don't be a follower of Alex Jones or Warren Cucurillo. Be a leader yourself. Go out there and take action. And you haven't seen the newest video where they confronted Bill Clinton. This should be out today or tomorrow. It's absolute dynamite. I mean, the stuff that hasn't been seen, they've been shooting so much of it, but it's an example of how they're getting in their faces. Did you see the video where they cornered the mayor for 20 minutes on the train?
And the mayor didn't say a word. What a man. What a man. These kids are incredible, man. When I finally had the pleasure of giving Luke a hug the other day in New York, I said, what do your parents think of you? And he goes, they hate me. I said, well, anytime they want to speak to me, please have them call me, because I believe that the way they raised that kid is, don't forget it. I told him, write down whatever your parents did for you, because that's the way you should raise your kids, because you are the model.
Well,
of a free-thinking, strong individual. The kid is, he's like I called him Gandhi. Somebody called him the Polish Gandhi. You know, Gandhi and Martin Luther King, Alex, are the models for this movement. You know, Martin Luther King was a great man. He was a great preacher. But if he didn't get out in the street, nothing would have changed. You know, and there's nothing more important than truth.
Well, they also wouldn't let him demonstrate, Gandhi or King, and it was those arrests and being beat up that really turned the tide against them. That's why it was so dumb for the cops to arrest me.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
But it blew up in their face, so.
Yeah, but we don't have, you know, you'll have Geraldo giving you the finger, though. You know, we don't have any journalists left anymore. So no one is going to come to the side of the good guy, which is quite scary.
And for those that don't know, Geraldo, about 10 times that I saw, turned around, flipped the crowd off, cussed at everybody, and then he said that we were all there for gay bathroom sex. I mean, talk about...
I watched it. I was disgusted. You know, what are we supposed to do when you got the big, you know, this is Goliath of media, you know, this Fox, and they're just crushing people who are speaking the truth. And shouldn't it be obvious to the others that are out there, you know, kind of in a daze? Shouldn't it be obvious when you watch Bill O'Reilly? Shouldn't you go, oh, really? I mean, everything he says is like, cockamamie this, cockamamie that. You watch Sean Hannity, they're using the same word. It's like they got some MK Ultra guys going, use the word cockamamie. You know, connect cockamamie to conspiracy theorists. I'm blocking. Hey,
let's settle down a bit. I understand you're very upset, but I don't want people to get mad at us out there.
I understand you're mad, but
that's all part of the conditioning too. People can watch Ultimate Fighting where two guys beat each other to death, but then a word that isn't High King's English is bad. I understand, but let's be careful because I don't want to have to censor
absolutely
anybody.
Absolutely, no. Flocking the flock. We cannot be the flock. You know, we are not the sheep. Okay.
Yes, you're talking about flocks there.
We're not the seagulls either. The flock of seagulls. That's so very 80s. Alex, you woke me up before I go-goed.
Oh, man. Warren, I want to get in there.
Gay bathroom sex. We had to bring up a George Michael reference, didn't we?
Absolutely. Well, why do you think... Oh, by the way, look, I'm not judging her, but the point is, they had a porn star as their, quote, doctor up there while he's saying we're perverts. And then meanwhile, Fox News experts are... take Jeff Gannon, the gay porn star, was their reporter there for the White House. Then Bush is seen kissing him and hugging him. I mean, it literally never ends. But getting serious for a moment, Warren, what did you think of Aaron Russo's work?
Well, Aaron's passing is actually the reason why my physical body was in New York, because he was amazing. First of all, I felt like I knew him when I watched his interviews with you. He just had that kind of thing. It was like, I'm a Brooklyn guy. He just reminded me of somebody I would have been either friends with when I was a kid or worked with in the business later on in life. Unfortunately, he passed away. I didn't even know he was sick till about a month before he passed. But I was really looking forward to meeting him, and when I watched America, Freedom, and the Fascism, and, of course, I was a huge fan of Trading Places and all the stuff that he did. The guy, he sets it straight. He puts it right out there. You got to love him. I watched a few of his lectures as well in some of the bookstores. I've been watching a lot of lectures. And I fell in love with the guy. He's just so right on it. And so when he died, I bought a plane ticket immediately, because I'd been talking to Luke and Danny from We Are Change about sending you guys a video. Just, you know, putting a few things down, saying how much I support 9/11 truth and how important it is. Instead, I just booked my flight, you know, and said, I'm going to come. I'm going to bring a band. I'm going to play some songs. I'll play you some of my best stuff, you know. I had to. And I thought, if that happened to me, because of Aaron passing, how many thousands of others are also going to stand up for the rest of their lives? Because once you stand up for this truth, it's forever. Because it has to be sorted out. There has to be prosecutions. There has to be no further false flag terror attacks.
In your crystal ball, Warren Cucurello of Duran Duran and, of course, Frank Zappa's band and many others.
Missing persons.
Exactly. Where do you see all this going in the future, if already, depending on the poll, between 55 and 82% of Americans believe they've been lied to or that it's an inside job? Where are they going to go from here now that both parties are, for the first time, in the single or double digits, 15, 12%? It seems like the whole facade is beginning to come down.
It is, but, until I see you or Webster Tarpley sitting down with Wolf Blitzer, you know, I don't think it's there. You know what I mean? It's like I don't want to see Webster Tarpley getting his head chopped off when he's trying to make a point, a very, very important point that will change the course of history. So until we get that forum, you know, and I know how big the C-SPAN thing was, we need more of those things, you know, but, you know, I want to try and do it in the comedy clubs, my friend, you know. People have to be woken up and they have to unite. And until they start seeing it on what they consider to be television, okay, until they start seeing it there, I don't think it's going to... Look, right now we're seeing a slow, controlled demolition of the myth of 9/11. We need the thermite right now. All right? We've already took out their basement, okay? We took out their basement. They're coming down. We need to kick it into high gear. So... Anderson Cooper, keeping them honest. I think not, Anderson.
By the way, it's come out that Anderson Cooper was CIA.
And his middle initial is Irving.
Absolutely.
CIA, whatever.
Well, I agree with you that the myth is imploding. My concern is they're trying to launch a war with Iran. They're trying to implode the economy right now.
Yeah, because they have that power. It's Michael Tesarian, who is a brilliant, brilliant lecturer. Michael Tesarian says it's their real-time snuff reality show. So, Alex, you took the bullhorn against that behemoth. And that is an amazing thing to do. Okay? And yes, and now there are people all over the world, thanks to Loose Change and all these other films, the Eric Hobsbawm film, all these books and films, people are waking up all over the world. But who is going to come to our aid but the American people themselves?
Well, you mentioned the mainstream media. They're literally, newspaper circulation is down by close to 60% in the last decade. TV ratings are plummeting. Fox has lost over a third of their audience. Rush Limbaugh was rated number 1,000 on the web. He's now at 18,000. Prison Planet is at like 9,000. We're 10,000 places bigger than rushlimbaugh.com right now.
Right,
and there are thousands of sites like mine. I'm nobody in this. And so we are starting to get critical mass here. And I always said we have to expose government-sponsored terror. They're going to do it over and over again. We've now taken that tool away from them. We've now broken that tool in front of their faces, as Tarpley likes to say. Or as I said, we have to inoculate the public to false flag terror so they understand the paradigm and shatter that paradigm. That has now begun to happen. So the question is, what do you see developing?
Well, like Webster Tarpley says, I think the truth squads are essential. I think this year's election, being in the faces of these people, I can't wait to see the Bill Clinton confrontation from We Are Changed. But all those kind of things are very important. I think we need C-SPAN support big time. I think C-SPAN is the in, it's the closest it's going to get to getting on, you know, CNN, which I call CNN-emy. CBS, I say. If you CBS, it might as well, are you sure? It must be BS, that's it. CBS, it must be BS. You know,
William,
MSNBC.
William Rodriguez, of course, the head janitor who reported the bombs going off before planes even hit, now got his supervisor and one of the other janitors to go on record and say that bombs were going off before the planes even hit. So, again, we're starting to see that exponential people come across and wake up. We're starting to see the whistleblowers have the courage, and as more people step across and have courage, it is exponential.
Well, that's what it is, Alex. I mean, I'm sure a lot of firefighters were told to be quiet in a very strong way, you know, by superiors and things like that. We were talking a few minutes ago. I'm wondering how and I've taken a step myself. I canceled my cable completely. How do we boycott? Let's talk about that. That I see as something. Don't want to support any of these companies, you know. So how do we organize really, really, you know, precise boycotts? What products to avoid buying? You know, like, makes it pretty hard to buy gasoline, but you know what I'm saying, you know?
No, I agree. Boycotts.
Number one, turn off your television. What do you want to pay somebody like the History Channel to lie to you over and over and over? I mean, that show that I saw on 9/11, I almost broke my television.
And then you called and canceled your cable because of that?
The next day, and I told the cable operator why I was canceling. They wouldn't allow me just to cancel the History Channel because I wanted to make a point. When she said that, I just said, well, then cancel the lot.
Well, I know this. When I quit watching television, and it's been about 6 years now, I still watch clips of it on the web and analyze it, but I don't sit down and watch, you know, television for entertainment.
You need to analyze it, absolutely.
Exactly, and I'll rent a DVD if I want to watch a film with my wife.
Right.
I have so much more time, and the television, all the studies, how it mesmerizes you, puts you in a dream state, highly suggestible.
Yep.
I mean, that's where it starts. Get off the television, the big thing is we like graze like sheep, but instead of going out and grazing grass, we do. When we're bored, oh, it's a Sunday afternoon, I'll go buy some junk, and then literally it just sits around your kitchen table, and then you spend an hour unpackaging it, and then you throw it away a month later. I mean, it is just getting back to being a healthy culture. I'm not saying buying things are bad, but when you have a compulsion to just go buy junk or the newest trinket, it's a serious problem.
Well, if you're on Prozac as well and ignoring everything that people are telling you about 9/11 truth, it becomes very scary, Alex.
We've got, what, 24?
Yeah, I have an interesting one for you. This blew my mind. I was with a very dear friend a couple of days ago I haven't seen for a few years, English, and I'm really smart as well. And we're talking, and I said something about the plane at the Pentagon. Like, you know, they only released 5 frames, and there's obviously nothing there, you know. And he went, oh, no. He said, no, there's a plane. They got the plane. You know, they got the pictures. I said, no. They released 5 still frames where all you can see is an explosion, okay, and there's no way there was a plane there. I told him, you know. He said, no. And he's looking at me. This is a smart guy. And you know the look in somebody's eyes when they're convinced? When they're convinced that they're right and they're just telling you something?
Yeah, they're real arrogant.
In that state. Now, I'm thinking either this guy has got, like, mega-level top security clearance that nobody I've ever heard of, you know, to this point in time has had, or he's just so... He might have heard, like, little bits from people around, and he just put it in his head that I have got the information, and this is what it is. I was shocked. I mean, I'm a guy who's done thousands of hours of research. So to hear it from somebody who obviously hasn't even looked at anything yet, to come out with a statement like that so strongly. He wasn't arrogant or anything. He was just like, you know, he just was convinced of it. You can see it in his face, in his body language. And I'm like, damn. Then, the same day, I'm in a little shop on one of the streets I live near here, and I'm talking to a woman in there, and, you know, I'm hitting her with a little thing, and I said something about the vaporized. How would a scientist... I mean, wouldn't a scientist be baffled by DNA retrieval from a vaporized airplane at a crash site?
Yes.
How do you get DNA from human tissue off of a vaporized airplane? But before that, she said, oh, no, airplanes vaporize. I saw one go into a brick wall, and then it vaporizes. Now, Alex, I typed in vaporized airplane brick wall everywhere you could on the Internet today. I never saw that. I did see a plane that went into the side of a mountain that we all remember, and you can see everything way in there, the luggage, the bodies, the this, the wings, the model, yeah, everything. So we are not that stupid, but there's people talking like they've got complete knowledge, like they've done a million hours research, and they've seen the secret documents, but they haven't.
And really, really all they've seen was a computer generated image of what they claim it did look like, but people see that out of the corner of their eye. They're halfway watching TV while they're stuffing pizza in their face, and that's then what they remember. But what I noticed that the mainstream media never wants to argue about is the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases, or Bush with the troops about to go into Afghanistan before the attacks, or the PNAC documents, or the Northwoods document.
Alex, on their side... On the myth side, all they've got is a hole with some rubble in it. That's their end of it. And we've got towers of evidence. Towers. when Bill O'Reilly's going, can you just show me one little, one bit of evidence you have? You guys are cockamamie, crazy kooks.
And then he never lets you present it.
No, I mean, please. Stephen Jones will give him some evidence. But look at the videotape. Alex, I was thinking this morning, I'm going, you know, I haven't seen a controlled demolition for a while, but I bet they're using the new method that only takes 6 hours, just light a few strategically placed fires under the steel beams, and the building miraculously comes out into its footprint in 6.2 seconds. Why spend weeks putting explosives all over the building, making calculations, getting the triggers right, doing this, doing that? Why spend weeks when you could just spend a few hours lighting a couple of fires, and you can bring down a 47-story building in 6 seconds?
Warren,
so there must be this method being used, don't you think, Alex?
I'm convinced, yeah, there's a new way to demolish buildings. I hadn't thought of it from that way.
Oh,
Warren,
but you have to, because that's what I try to tell people. Wouldn't they do it that way? If it only took 6 hours to bring a building down, why spend 3-4 weeks?
Another fabulous point. Warren Cucurello, let's do one more segment, a final segment after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, talking to the songwriter and guitarist from Duran Duran. We'll be right back.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You've got to admire the passion, the courage, and also the wit of Warren Cucurello. Played for some of the biggest rock bands out there and written some of the biggest hit songs ever. A whole string of them. He's one of the top songwriters out there. And I'm just honored to get a chance to know him. Like I said, he was bouncing off the walls right before he went and played his sets there, and then I was just sitting there in a slump position after shaking a couple thousand hands and being arrested and bullhorning, and it's just great to be able to have him on with us into this final segment. Next hour, I'm getting into the war news and the economic news, very, very serious, and, of course, your phone calls. Warren, in the few minutes we've got left here, I was thanking you for coming on. You said, hey, we're all in the same army together. And, you know, that's really what it comes down to. This is not a time to sit on the fence. This is not a time for half measures. It's not a time to procrastinate. I don't care if you're a police chief or if you're a school teacher or if you're a judge or if you're an auto mechanic or you're in the military. I don't care if you're a defense analyst at the Defense Department or RAND Corporation. You know things are going in the wrong direction. You know some very evil people are in control. And the big question is here, how do we slow them down and then turn this around? Warren?
Well, we know, a lot of us in the truth movement, we all know what happened on 9/11. But all of America knows what happened about Iraq. We know about there were no weapons of mass destruction. We know about all the lies throughout this regime. Everybody is aware of all of the lies except for the lie of 9/11. So I think that's it. You know, if they just see what's happening with Iran, they know that it's the same story. It's the same story. So they, why do they not wake up and say, they are lying all the time, this is an evil regime, and it needs to be uprooted? Iran is the proof, because they had the plan to go in there long ago. This has all been a big game.
Warren, let me ask you a question. You big rock star, some of the biggest bands out there in history. You've seen a lot of wild things, I would just venture a guess. But knowing about Bohemian Grove, knowing about Skull and Bones, knowing about the sick stuff these guys are into, does that still blow you away?
What blows me away, Alex, is that I didn't find out about Bohemian Grove until I was almost 51, okay? And I didn't find out about Skull and Bones and Cap and Gown until I was almost 51. Secrets, man. There cannot be secrets and government, secrets and authority. If people like myself, a guy who was completely in the dark to any of this stuff, looks and sees how these guys are groomed from young ages, and they brought through in these schools, in these secret societies, within the school, their grandfathers, their fathers, etc., etc. All these people are groomed for positions as CEOs, as head of the CIA, CIA anything. It's like these guys are they're senators, they're congressmen, all from the same two little secret clubs, you know? Come on, what's going on? Mr. Smith is not going to Washington anymore, you know? He's got to go to the secret society, lay in the coffin, do all kinds of weird things, you know? It's rituals. These guys, it's like ancient ritual stuff. We don't want our politicians doing that. I feel bad that we elect people who are like oil barons and weapons dealers. I mean, how stupid are we?
Absolutely amazing. Warren Cucurillo, I want to tell you that I apologize that my system here that was so hard for you to get in touch with us. I want to thank you that we called you, that you came on.
Oh, yeah, I'm a member. I joined you guys, man. I want to support everybody who's doing the work for the truth.
Well,
nothing more important.
There isn't, and thank you for all that you've added. And I want to get you on the show every month or so for all of your wit and insight. And
absolutely,
we are brothers in arms in this fight. And just God bless you, my friend. Thank you for coming to New York to support the first responders. Again, I salute you.
It was my pleasure, and I salute all of you, man. Let's organize. Let's unite. Let's be real Americans.
Either we fight back, or the Nazis, as you said, take over.
That's it. Operation, what was it?
Operation Endgame. We got to defeat the Nazis.
No, what was the Nazi one? Paperclip.
Bringing
Operation
them into this country.
Paperclip. You know, you start giving people Google words, you know. Type in Operation Paperclip.
Let me talk. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.